Good morning, folks. Happy day after Christmas. All that good stuff. This is Big Daddy coming at you, man. We joined it up this morning. 7:07. It is December 26, 2023. I'm going to work. But first, I got to go by and get some gas because my tank on a little empty here. So I hope y'all ate good, spent time with family, got a chance to talk with family who you may have not talked to in a long time. Text somebody from your family or friends saying, you know, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Or if you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope you had a good time anyway. Hope you had fun with yourself or your family or that friend or that loved one or your children, all that good stuff. Me, I did all the above. My brother, he rented the Airbnb so we all can be together. My two nieces came up, some friends, other family came over. We had a good time. We cooked all kinds of damn food. We ate everything in sight. We laughed. We farted. We cussed and carried on. Man, it was a good time. We need to do that more often. But next year, that's funny because they're talking about next year we're going to do this. Well, you guys have fun. Because I'm doing this. I'm either going to go to Disneyland or I'm taking the cruise. And whoever wants to come, they can come. I already told everybody. This is what I'm doing. Excuse me for the sniffles, but it's kind of cold out here this morning. Boy, it's what's the temperature? It's 11. Damn, it's 11 damn degrees. Kiss my ass, boy. And I got a lot of ass, but well, no. COVID kind of wiped it out, smacked me in the ass like a book bag, and you know, Big Daddy's biscuits, I need to do some squats, like a lot of squats. It sucks, I'm not gonna lie. I had jeans on yesterday and they kept slipping down. I'd sit down, my brother, he goosed me yesterday. I was sitting down on the chair and I didn't realize my pants had slipped way down by my crack, and he got his, I don't know what the hell he got, but he poked my booty crack and I jumped up off the damn chair and I tried to swing at him, but I swung at him with my bad arm and I couldn't even swing that damn fast. I was like, oh god damn it. And I had my other arm full so I couldn't. We sat, we laughed. It was fun, y'all. It was fun. I texted a whole bunch of people and told them Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. Now, moving on, it's time to buckle down. I've been listening to a lot of Wall Street Trapper. And if you don't know who that is, Wall Street Trapper knows that. He knows that money game. He learned stocks while he was locked up, became very proficient at it, is a very proficient stockbroker. He teaches people stocks for those who are willing to learn and listen. And it's more the life lessons that he's learned along the way that really interests me in his story and his journey. He's always saying, oh my God, look at that. Look at Luna. She is beautiful. Hold on, folks. I'm going to have to put this on pause real quick and I will come right back to you. And I'm back, folks. I apologize. I'm the only fool that you'll know who will stop in the middle of a podcast to take a picture of that beautiful moon. She's full. Yes, it's a full moon today. I hope y'all, well, for those who believe and those who know what to do, hope you got your prayers up. Hope you got your affirmations all in place. I always want the same thing. I always ask Luna the same thing. Give me clarity. Give me peace. But this time around, I didn't ask for any of that. I didn't ask for any of that. I said, I hope that you're in peace. And do for you this time. And of course, that little whisper comes across. Are you sure? Absolutely. And thank you for whispering in my ear like that. That was very seductive. I haven't had a woman whisper in my ear like that in quite a while. Thank you. Anytime you want to do that, hot damn, do it again. I won't stop you. Shit. But anyway. I don't ask for much for myself anymore, because the way I'm doing my life now, I'm getting on the grind of just doing. If I want something, I get it. If I want to change a habit or change something about me, I do it. I don't win anymore. I don't pray for it. I ask for guidance. Help me change this nasty ass habit that I've been doing for the past so and so, and show me how to change it. And it happens. They show me how to change it, and I fucking love it. I I just, man, I'm telling you, this healing journey is something else. And I always say that. But I'd rather be on this journey, doing what I'm doing now, than be what I used to be. And I was a toxic piece of shit to myself. This whole year has taught me just one amazing thing. Forgiveness. Man, you gotta forgive yourself. You gotta be gentle with your damn self in order if you want to grow and be the person that you want to be. If not, guess what, folks? You're gonna stay that same sumbitch. And there's people who are more than happy to stay that same toxic sumbitch that they want to be 24/7. I don't see how they can do it. I got tired of it. We're gonna put you on pause again. I'm gonna get gas. Yes, you're gonna hear all the intermissions today because I'm just having fun with this. I'll be right back. All right, folks, I'm back. And so here's some interesting conversations right now at the gas pump. I can't talk right now. It's kind of cold in this motherfucker, but it's all right. Anyway, I heard people talking, pumping their gas, and they're talking about, oh man, this is gonna be a cold ass season, or this is gonna be one of those seasons, or this is gonna be this kind of season, that kind of season. It's got me thinking about seasons. You know, you're on social media or you hear other people talking, though, they get in their little groups and they say, well, what season are you in? People ask me that all the time. Phil, I'm AKA Big Daddy. What season are you in right now? And it makes me pause and think, you know, several times. I'm like, well, I'm in this season. I could have been in this season. I think the season I'm in right now is a season of old school. Here's why I say it. I'm very old school in a lot of things that I do. You know, how can I explain this shit? Season of old school to me means many things: love, dedication, respect, all that good shit, especially respect. Respect for yourself, respect for other people, you know, other people who earn it. Respect for folks who are just going through different shit on their own and you're there from, AKA emotional intelligence. And my emotional intelligence game has been up lately. It may not be the best, but it's up. And I'm doing my best to be empathetic towards people. Not necessarily, well, yeah, I can't even lie about that. I'm doing my best to be gentle with myself, to have more love and compassion for myself, letting myself heal. Being gentle with myself, but at the same time, my shadow self be talking about, hey, get up. We got shit to do, man. We're fucking around. Come on, we got to handle this. We got to do this. Let's go. Hey, I understand you this right now. You're feeling a certain way. But at the same time, guess what? Life don't stop. We got shit to handle. I'm like, okay, you're right. We got shit to handle. Let's do this little shit. So I have to say I'm in the season of old school. Many old school life lessons are coming back to me in this new age of shit going super fast nowadays, man. AI and technology and people in general. People want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want to be felt, they want all that shit. They want to be validated. And there's nothing wrong with validation, but don't go seeking the validation. Me, I don't seek validation anymore because I do what I do in order just to get shit done and make sure that my life is better. So right now, I'm going through the shit of learning stocks, bonds, and everything. I'm taking those hits. That way, I can teach someone else later on. Now, it's amazing how many people in my family really don't want to learn about stocks and shit like that. I have a lot of friends who are doing it, and we sometimes get together, we talk stocks, and hey, keep an eye out for this one or this one. Hey, we all came in on this one. Be aware. Look how it's fluctuating up and down and stuff like that. And it makes me aware of my life in general. No, when I take care of the stocks and stuff like that, it makes me aware that, hey, you're fluctuating, you're ebbing and flowing kind of hard, kind of fast, kind of low in this area of your life. Be aware, be careful, be mindful. So, you know, everything correlates. Everything has a correspondence with how you're doing in your life. Pay attention to those signs, those omens, folks. I've mentioned the omens before, and I've got that from Paulo Coelho, author of The Alchemist. And other great books. You know, I just don't want him to be known for that one, even though that is his greatest work. But it's amazing how when you're doing one thing, how you start paying attention to other things in your life. And it makes you want to grow and change not necessarily in a faster pace, but the pace that's good for you. One of the paces I'm at right now with this season of Old School, I had to slow down. I had to slow down, learn patience, be mindful, be careful of my actions, because I'm a rush guy. What I was doing when I was noticing on this little healing journey I'm on right now, I wanted to rush through the process. I wasn't going through the levels. I was like, ah, fuck the levels. I got this. As you know, I do my own tarot cards and stuff like that. And people are like, ah, that bullshit. That's fine. You ain't got to believe, folks. But there's a story in everything. I drew a couple of cards. I just asked, okay, how am I doing in my life? And every card said, you need to slow your ass down. You're rushing through your process. Don't rush. Just be mindful. When you rush through this, when you rush through your own process of trying to get better, you're not going to. It's going to take that much longer for the shit to happen because you're rushing. Slow your ass down. And so I had to sit back and I had to feel that and think on it. And I was like, oh, okay, so what's really going on? Where am I rushing at? I'm rushing because I feel I have to. Because I'm not, how can I say it? I'm not honoring this space I'm in right now. I want to just go and go and go and be like, okay, you know what? I'll be fine. I will. I'll be fine. But I'm not fine because I realize that sometimes whenever I do shit like that, it does knock me back. It makes me go through that process all over again instead of honoring where I'm at. And it's funny to me anyway. What damn, what cards did I draw? Oh, the cards I drew was the hanged man. I drew hanged man reversed, the moon, and it was the Wheel of Fortune. Yes, those are the cards I drew. Now, for those who know tarot, y'all probably thinking like, oh, yeah, them cards are telling your ass to slow down. You got to chill out. So the hangman reverse, if you guys don't know, it's a guy he's hanging upside down, and he's basically hanging from one leg while the other's behind him, and he has his hands behind his back where, you know, to me it represents balance. He's hanging already. Everything's pouring out of him. He's in the process of relaxing and going and being in the moment. If you look at the card reversed, it looks like he's standing on one leg and it's, you know, shifting, and like he's trying to keep his balance with his leg, with one leg behind his other leg and his hands behind his back. I sat there and I looked at it. And I was like, yeah, he really is look like he's trying to balance himself on one leg, trying to reshift everything that way he doesn't fall. Oh, all right, Big Daddy, there you go. See, take your time. Learn to rebalance. Learn to rebalance. The rebalance. And then, of course, I got the moon. Luna exposes everything. And right now, when I seen her this in her full moon gloriness, just beautiful as all fuck, huge. She is huge right now. Shit. She's like a big old light bulb up there, man. Oh, goddamn, girl, you look good. And that's when she whispered in my, when she whispered in my ear, are you sure? Oh, yeah. Yeah, girl. And then, of course, the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune basically just exposes different directions in your life. It's showing you the good, the bad, the ugly. It's showing you, if you're not careful, you're going to have to restart all over again. Life has given you a chance to honor the first two cards. So honor this moment. Honor yourself. Honor everything that's going on around you. Because if not, guess what? We have no problem moving on from you if you're not going to learn this goddamn lesson. And I just say to the card, yes, ma'am or sir, you got it. Plus, I've been feeling inside myself lately. I've been rushing a lot of things. I haven't been taking the time to grieve through some shit. I'm grieving the loss of an old Philip that, you know, I'm going to miss him. But it is time to move on. It's time to honor and show up as this Philip that I've been trying to work on for the last couple of years, man. I've been doing it. And it's turned some people off. And that's fine. But the people who look at me like, hey, who are you? Those are my people. I don't live my life for anyone but me anymore. I have to, because I, you know, I'm going to be with myself. We're going to all be with ourselves until the day we die. And that's another thing that's been on my mind lately is death. Not in the bad way that I want to die, but death of a bunch of old habits, old selves, old temptations, old vices, all that shit. And I've gotten the death card a few times in my readings. My mom seen it one time. She's like, "Ooh, that's horrible." I said, "No, actually, mom, you know what? The death card is actually a good card in tarot, because it exposes shit. It tells you exactly what the fuck is going on. Death, and it's no different from death in real life. And because death, we're all gonna die. Okay, we're not gonna take any of this shit with us when we go, when we transition into that next life. So you might as well go ahead and live the best life you can for yourself. And if you're married, everything, if you have some significant other, if you have children, you want to leave something good behind for them. You want to leave something so they can build upon. So that's why when that card just popped up, I'm like, okay, what do I have to get rid of? What are you trying to tell me that you're trying to expose that I have to say bye-bye to? And I have no problem saying bye-bye to any of my bullshit anymore, any of my vices, man. I don't. I'm very happy to get rid of that shit. So if you get readings, folks, if you're in that season of whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, I call my season of old school. Honor it, please. Let it teach you what it's trying to teach you. Let it be your friend, because it's there for a reason. If you see certain things happening around you right now to you, it's trying to tell you something. Pay attention to them omens. Pay attention to your inner voice. Pay attention to that indestructible inner child. Okay, it's not going to hurt. The only thing that's going to hurt is if you don't learn that lesson, if you keep repeating the same shit over and over and over again. And I've been hearing a lot of folks, like a lot of my friends, I just feel like I'm stuck in a repeat pattern. Well, what's going on? I don't know. No, you do know what's going on. You just don't want to say. Some people are knee deep in some kind of sickness. And my heart's out to them, because no, they would rather stay silent about their sickness and then get petty woes. And they feel if they start saying, "Well, I'm sick, I have this, I have that," all of a sudden people are going to start caring. It's not that people don't care now, it's that sometimes we're all so busy with our own shit, we don't pay attention to anybody else's stuff. And that's why you get a crew that focuses on each other, that helps each other. I got mine, you know, it's taken me a lot of trial and error, but whatever season you're in, honor it, okay? It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you to say, "Hey, you know what? I got to change this. I got to change that. Maybe I should focus on this. This isn't working for me. I shouldn't be doing this anymore." And there's a lot of things that I realized that just were not working for me no more. So that's why I say this is a season of old school. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it ain't working, drop it. And I've been doing that a lot. Excuse me, I got to drink some water. I may be in the car, may be in some damn heat, but this cold will still sap your damn joints, because I don't have the heater full blast like I should have it, because it's, you know, I don't want to freeze myself out. But folks, I got to get up in here soon and go to work. This is a fun job. This being the season of old school, I show up and I do my job and I go the fuck home. A lot of my younger coworkers, you know, they're full of energy, and what did my grandpa used to say? Piss and vinegar. they want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be. I can see which ones want to be top dog, and I just laugh. I'm like, you guys were to cool it, because in the end, don't nobody care. Nobody cares about any of that shit except for you. Me, I'm like, hey, I'm here for advice if you need it. I'm here to, you know, be respectful to y'all, as long as y'all respectful to me. Some of them do have to learn respect, and I hate to say it, some of them might have to learn respect the old-fashioned way. They're all my coworkers. I love them all. They're great. But I can tell. Yeah, if you know by now, folks, you can tell which ones you might have to thump right into that goddamn eyeball. Not the forehead. You can thump right in the eyeball. But you don't want to do that either, because violence never solves anything. Sit down and talk with folks. Sit down and have that conversation. And do it with some emotional intelligence. That doesn't hurt either. Because if you get all your feelings about shit, If you let your feelings rule you and think that your feelings are going to be the deciding factor of what life actually is, you're going to lose every single fucking time. You may think you won because you hollered and screamed and puffed your chest out and used your feelings to back down somebody, but in the end, still not going to change the fact that life has its own set of rules, which is called truth. And it'll show you who's boss every single damn time. I had to learn. Before Big Daddy was good on his emotional intelligence, oh no, my emotions ruled me, boy. There's a time and place for everything, folks. And in a fight, in a conversation, and dealing with your money, no place for emotion. You got to use that good old-fashioned logic. But anyway, I got to get going. I keep saying I got to get going, but I just love talking to y'all. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for being you, folks. For all the people who leave me comments and stuff like that, you know, you send me DMs, you send me emails and stuff like that, asking me different questions or saying, hey, you know what? What can I do with this certain situation? Hey, I feel honored. I really do. And you're not bugging me. Trust me. Just don't get mad when I don't answer really personal questions, because honestly, one, it's none of your damn business. Two, that is damn personal, some shit that you guys are asking me. Some of y'all are just out of hand with some of those personal questions. And I know that y'all just want to answer. Y'all just want to say, oh, I got him to answer. But I don't know who's really truly sitting on the other end, even though it's a friend or family member that asks me these crazy personal questions sometimes, and that's the reason why I don't answer, because I don't know who in the hell you're going to share it with. Okay, so please don't take offense to it, but I realize now with boundaries, there's certain things I will and will not answer, and that's fine. You know, I don't have to answer. I don't. So please, there's nothing personal. It's just a matter of me being safe. Speaking of safe, I better go save my job because she's looking out the window. It's okay. I love you all. Hope you had a Merry Christmas or whatever day you celebrate. And 4 more days until the new year. Do it up however you do it. I know how I do mine, but do you, boo-boo. And I'm out. And as always, mwah! Peace.